This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. I am so excited for another episode of Love, Light, and Black Holes to dive deep. And if you are just joining us for the first time, I am so happy you're here. There's so much going on in the Love, Light, and Black Holes universe. There's so much going on in your personal world, and you have found us at exactly the right time. You are in the right place. I missed the microdose episode from last week because I was getting a macro dose of inspiration and information and learning and tools all at the AI summit that I was at this past weekend for the AI Surfer, who was founded by my cousin, Dallas Clount. And I am alive today with a feeling that I haven't felt in a long time, and this is potential and possibility. So we're going to dive right in today. This is the soul and the machine and how AI is revolutionizing spiritual growth. Wherever you land on this spectrum of adopting and adapting to AI, or totally resisting and being in fear or just in utter disgust of AI, I feel you. I've probably been on that entire spectrum, and I love the way that my cousin Dallas explains it. This has become so ingrained in our society, and it is literally like when the internet came out and people were like, oh, you're going to use that thing, it's too much, it's whatever, and then cell phones, and then all of these things that have changed society and the way that we operate as humans for good, like there's no going back. AI is one of those, and as this is a podcast about love and light and black holes, this kind of fits in every single category because we are on the frontier of something new. We have never been in this space before. Never will we be again in like the beginning, right? Do you remember in the early 90s, early 2000s when the internet was just really bursting and coming into life and coming, quote unquote, online? There was so much to learn and to do and to see, and it was clunky and it was weird and it was funky, and we were all like uncertain of what was happening, but it was new. We are in that exact same place with artificial intelligence, and we are seeing just how much it's capable of. I mean, it can write entire websites. It can make an app from a simple prompt, a fully functioning app. It can send all your emails for you. It can call restaurants and make reservations for you. It can manage your finances. It can write every sales copy that you've ever wanted. It can give you recipes. It can tell you what to wear. It can diagnose better than doctors we're seeing. It is boundless on what it can do, but what I'm really interested in exploring with AI is how it impacts spiritual growth, how we can use it for good. Of course, a robot, an artificial intelligence, is never going to understand the nuances of a disco ball soul, of a human life, of the spectrum and the feelings and the depth and the heights and all of the things that we experience as humans, but it can help us translate them. And while everyone was talking about technology at this AI summit this past weekend, they were also talking about humanity and how to be better humans. Tom McCarthy, who is an incredible author and speaker and was Tony Robbins' head of sales and marketing for many, many moons, was there talking about Superconscious, his new app and process and AI that he's developed to help us be super conscious, to really get into the subconscious. We also heard from Nico, who is building the future self machine that can really bring you into how you hear your reality being played out and what you are coming into contact with in your own soul. And so while, of course, we were learning about systems and processes and software and new ways of doing things and seeing all these demos of creating videos and how to use prompts, and yes, there was all of that, but the overarching common thread through the entire weekend was consciousness. It was humanity. It was how to be more human. And AI just may be the most powerful spiritual tool we've ever created. Not because it's conscious, it's obviously not conscious, but because it mirrors our consciousness back to us. And that is what everyone says about ChatGPT, which most people use, is that you can't really trust it. Even Sam Altman said you can't really trust the output of ChatGPT. Not only does it make mistakes and entirely hallucinate, but it also just mirrors you back to yourself. So if you really want objective, straight up advice that is more of an observer, it's probably just going to tell you what you want to hear. But we've reached a point in technology where it's no longer about doing things for us. It's showing us who we are. We've built this massive external brain, but now we're being called to evolve our internal one. And yes, while it's been proven that using ChatGPT in the way that a lot of people do for creativity will atrophy certain parts of your brain, and this is an MIT study, very, very illuminating, but it is also showing us what's possible. And what the process of the AI surfer is 90-10. 90% of AI doing the heavy lifting and doing things that you don't want to do, so you can spend that 10% of your tasks doing 100% of what you love, doing all of the human things that make you happy, your creativity, all of that stuff that we have to dampen, or that becomes dampened because we're exhausted from writing emails, doing the mundane things, writing grocery lists, like all of the stuff that we do as humans, we can now automate with AI. And a lot of people are really intimidated by this and threatened, like, all right, well, where does that leave me? And yes, of course, AI is going to replace some jobs, but that also brings new life and new opportunities to people. And the way that I've seen it, I was first very threatened by AI as a writer and creator and marketer. And I was like, great, this is going to take away everything I do. And then I was like, you know what? I kind of hate some of the shit that I do. I really don't want to be doing this stuff all the time, every single day, because at the end of the day, I'm exhausted and I don't have time for creativity and I don't have time to dream and to do and to actually relax, because I've been so revved up doing all of these things that, quite frankly, steal my soul. And so now that I can outsource these soul-sucking things, I can focus on my soul. I can bring my energy back, have AI mirror myself back to me. It's not replacing humans, it's revealing them. And as we move through whatever it is that's going to be developed in AI, I mean, there's a new thing every day, every half day, something else has come out. We are going to see what is truly possible. And just like astrology and tarot and psychedelics, they once expanded consciousness, AI is the next consciousness expansion tool. We just have to learn how to use it. And it's not about escaping reality. It's about refining it, about understanding ourselves better, and about creating a process to move forward with. And this is the spiritual technology within. 95% of what we think, feel, and do comes from the subconscious mind. And this is what Tom McCarthy was talking about primarily. This is what I have been obsessed with this whole podcast. The subconscious mind is programmable, but most of us never access it directly. We don't know how. It's just operating in the back end. But like, how do we get there? How do we manipulate it so that it can be reprogrammed? Because there's quite the wall around the subconscious mind. We've had meditation, hypnosis, journaling, plant medicine, but AI lets us have an interactive dialogue with our subconscious through prompts and engineering and understanding as much as it does about the human condition and about human history. You can literally sit down with ChatGPT and say, act as my subconscious mind and help me identify what's blocking me from believing I can have love, for example. And what comes back to you isn't random. It's you reflected back through language. And this is what talk therapy often does. They reflect back to you what you've just said. And I'm not dogging on therapy. I was in it for many years. But what I have come to the understanding of in my own life, at this point in my life at least, is that I couldn't circle around the same things anymore. Talk therapy was not doing it for me. It was actually making things worse for a time. Like, after my husband's sobriety situation and after my dad died, I couldn't talk about the same shit anymore. I was just going in circles and reopening wounds that really I wanted to understand and heal and move forward from. I have gotten so much more inner peace, so much more of myself back, so much more quote unquote healing since I've been out of therapy than when I was in it. And that's because I've been working so deeply with AI and my own process and recording my own meditations and listening to them in my own voice and doing all of these deep dives with ChatGPT and with these incredible prompts that have helped me get into myself. And Lisa Miller, author of The Awakened Brain, talks about how tech can connect us to our innate spiritual circuitry. The brain is wired for faith and connection. And Joe Dispenza, master of the subconscious and healing, uses brainwave technology and data to track measurable states of consciousness during meditation. AI can now read those same frequencies in real time and give you an output that is totally decoding what's going on in your mind. And Andrew Huberman, his amazing everything, his work in neuroplasticity and habit formation ties directly into this. AI tools can help create repetition and rewiring faster than journaling alone. We have the journal prompts. We have the generic meditations. We have therapy. We have plant medicine that you don't know where it's going to take you. And it can also make things worse if you're not ready and if you're not in a mental state to receive where you're going. We've always had an inner algorithm. It's called the subconscious. AI just makes it searchable. It's going to be like tabs open on your computer of all of the things that you can now decode and understand. It's a thought partner for the soul. And this is exactly where you show how to use AI for spirituality. It's not a productivity hack, but it's a mirror for the soul. A thought partner is something that you enter all of your information, you create files and you create rules and you create standards, and it works within those constraints to bring you what you want. Many people use this in business by uploading data and metrics and KPIs and sales copy and all this stuff so you have a really good read of what's going on, and then you move that into process and engineering and systems and structures and create a business portfolio and pathway towards growth and success. But when you apply AI for shadow work and do that same thing, this is going to now reflect you back to yourself in a way that we have never, ever been able to experience before. So a prompt, for example, can be, act as my shadow self. What am I trying not to feel right now? So after you've entered, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm experiencing, I am moving through this, that, and the other and state specifics in your life, then you can have it tell you what you are avoiding. The real conversation that follows often shocks people. I have done this with several people in my communities, and it is always, always bringing you something that you didn't see before. You get insight from your own data, your own words, your own patterns, your own tone. And the great thing about AI is that it can tell you your patterns. I have uploaded pages and pages of my journal into ChatGPT and said, tell me what is the common thread. Tell me what patterns I keep repeating. Tell me what things I keep saying that I want or that I don't want or that I'm going after or that I'm working on. And it gives you a whole breakdown of all of this. And it's not someone's opinion. It's you reflecting yourself back to you. And sure, there's like, you know, some ethical things like, okay, well, if I'm putting all of my journal entries into this robot, where is this going? Who has access to this? What does it do? Like, honestly, at this point, I don't really care. I am more interested in what it can do for me rather than it going into some giant database of all of my problems, like whatever. Maybe that's not the same way that you feel, but I have been able to achieve so much more than just journaling on my own, in my own reflection, to be able to actually, truly have this robot, this AI, ask me questions and help me go deeper. And this is happening in so many different communities right now. And participants are saying, They've been seen in ways talk therapy never reached. They are finally understanding the root of their issues. They are getting to a place where they can accept themselves fully because AI reflects patterns without judgment or bias. You can also use AI as your inner child. So you put in all of the things that happen in your early childhood, and you can have it talk to you as any age that you choose. And what do they want you to know? You get direct, emotionally intelligent responses because AI pulls from your inputs, your tone, your energy, your history, and what the AI community is seeing, and what Sam Altman has also said, is that people feel less intimidated by telling their entire story and being actually honest with AI than they do with a therapist. Therapy is only as good as what you actually tell your therapist. You can withhold, you can lie, but people are seeing that they don't have those same misconceptions, those same barriers, that same friction between them and some robot machine on a screen. They're able to go deeper, access deeper parts of themselves, be actually truthful and honest about what has happened in their lives without fearing judgment or shame from someone, even if they're supposed to be this neutral observer therapist. It breaks down this barrier and allows you to truly be more honest. And then you can move into belief reprogramming, which is what I am truly obsessed with right now. This is my whole 7-day future self lock-in, is based on belief reprogramming, based on subconscious access, reprogramming, and then projection out into your life of where you are going. So you can say, rewrite this belief, I'm not good enough for all of these reasons, as if I already believed I was worthy, abundant, and capable. You are moving into a space where you have limitless access to future potential. We are no longer being caught up and stopped by not being able to afford therapy. Not that you should totally outright replace your therapist. That's not what I'm saying at all. If it works for you, that's beautiful. But this is a supplementary thing that you can use that will really take you deeper, and it can be more of like a homework assignment than a total replacement of therapy. AI doesn't have intuition, of course not. It is not sentient, but it can help you hear yours more clearly. It can help bring you back to your humanity when we have been so disconnected, so distracted, so depressed. There's a mental health epidemic right now because we lack connection first to the self and then to community and nature. And this, of course, is technology, so it's not getting us back in nature, and there's no community aspect to it necessarily, but it is helping you get back in touch with yourself so that you have more energy and desire to go outside, to touch grass, to meet people, to introduce yourself, to put yourself out there. If you're just sitting here stewing in your own sadness and your own grief and your own depression, your own shame and your own blame, you're never going to get to a point where you want to step out of your depression because it feels so comfortable. It is so familiar. It is a place where you're like, well, guess this is just how it's going to be from now on, and you just kind of assimilate. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you allowed yourself to pull yourself out of it by letting AI reflect you back to yourself, by allowing yourself to go deeper than you ever have before, so that you can see your shadow, you can see your darkness, you can actually look at the things that are blocking you and holding you back and keeping you small and keeping you in shame, and then you can move towards your future self? Because this is the future of self-help for your future self, for humanity in general. We don't know where this is going, but to see this potential so early on, this is really something. The self-help industry is flooded with information. We don't need information. 30% of self-help books get read when people buy. 30%. That's not much. So if you buy a book, or you've written a book, and you're hoping that it's going to help millions, or you're hoping that you're going to get this book and it's going to have all the answers, you're unlikely to read it. 70% of people aren't even opening the cover. They buy the book and they say, okay, well, that's enough. Just like you buy courses and they sit in your inbox and you never touch them. You have the intention to do it, but it just doesn't happen. Most of it stays in the mind. Talk therapy has helped millions, but it's limited by language and time and memory. The subconscious doesn't speak English. It speaks emotion and pattern and repetition. And if what you're repeating in those emotions and patterns and repetitions are keeping you stuck, keeping you in old stories, then you're never going to get out of that. And you're never going to see what potential you have because you're going to continuously talk in circles. And I have gained so many powerful insights from talk therapy, but I have also been really limited when I needed it the most. When I felt that I needed to take a next step or needed to move out of something entirely, I just got stuck in this spiral. And this has happened with several different therapists. It's just the commonality of talk therapy. But AI changes all of that. You can instantly see patterns across months of journal entries. It can detect your emotional tone, sadness, avoidance, and hope, and bring awareness to blind spots. Again, it is still just reflecting you back to yourself. So it's not the greatest thing to go to for advice. And Sam Altman also said there is no protection around this. It is not encrypted. It is openly accessible to law enforcement. So don't go planning your murders on ChatGPT, y'all. But it can also guide you through somatic visualization scripts or nervous system reprogramming or yoga positions or breathing or things that are so specific to you based on what you need rather than going to YouTube and watching a generic meditation that doesn't really get into it. Like that has happened to me so many times where I'm really in a difficult place or I want something super specific, especially for womb healing. And I haven't even talked about my health journey on here that much, but I have looked for something and haven't been able to find it, so I've created it for myself. I have recorded so many meditations for myself that are specific to me. And this is what AI has allowed me to do because I've gotten so clear on what I need, on what my pain points are, on what my setbacks are, on what my ways I'm holding myself back are. And then I can record a meditation to go beyond that, to take me to the next level. Imagine AI tracking your emotional tone across 6 months or so of journaling and showing you exactly where your confidence started dropping or when you started stopped celebrating wins or when you kept repeating this pattern when something triggered you into going to the exact same place again. That's next level awareness. There is so much that can happen here with the power of AI that can expand our consciousness, that can make us more human, that can remind us of the power that we actually have, because it is really bringing you back to yourself. This loneliness epidemic, this depression epidemic, this disconnection, we are all coming to a place of breaking, and that is exactly what Pluto in Aquarius is doing. It is breaking the old and starting a new cycle that is going to be decades long, that is going to take us into a totally different aspect of humanity, a different phase of life. Studies are showing that users feel more comfortable opening up to AI. Think about why. Think about that lack of trust. We are in a trust epidemic. And the non-judgmental, tell me anything robot that's waiting for you in ChatGPT, of course isn't going to heal you, but it can hold the mirror steady while you heal yourself. And yes, of course, again, there's ethics and there's energetics and there's discernment that needs to happen, but this is where you bring the spiritual integrity. This is where you set the rules. You're not saying AI replaces intuition or God or consciousness. It amplifies your connection to all of it. It is a tool. The energy you bring determines the outcome. And the key is discernment and embodiment. Don't use AI to escape yourself. Use it to meet yourself. Don't allow it to just tell you what you want to hear. Ask it to be objective. Ask it to call you out and tell you what it sees rather than just giving you exactly what you want to hear. AI is a predictive language model, and my cousin Dallas explained it best. If I say left, what is the next thing that you think of? Right. But if I say right, what is the next thing you think of? The group was split. Some of us said wrong. Some of us said left. So that is AI. AI is predicting the most probable next set of words or whatever it is that's coming after it. And it is your job to be discerning and to be clear in your input to get the output that is most beneficial to you. The spiritual use of AI should always end with embodiment, not dependency. I don't go to AI first. I go to myself first, look within, explore my inner world, and then go to AI with discernment to help me decode what's going on and to give me some ideas of how to dig deeper. It can help you code new realities, but embodiment is the upload. This is how you get into your subconscious. So here's a few practices to use AI as a spiritual tool. This is a soul and system method, 3 steps. Step 1 is the mirror. Ask AI to reflect what you can't yet see. So prompt examples can be, act as my subconscious. What's the real fear underneath this hesitation? What patterns am I repeating that are keeping me small? So of course, you have to have quite a good amount of input for this step to work. Just brain dump. You can even use text to talk or voice to text. And just let it flow. Let everything come out and then move into those prompts. Step 2 is to recode. Ask it to help you reframe. Rewrite this belief so it empowers me. Turn this fear into a lesson in courage. Tell me where I'm holding myself back so that I can rewire my subconscious, reprogram so I can move into my future self. And then step 3 is to embody it, bring it into reality, take action. Do something that is going to bring you closer to that version of yourself. If AI is calling you out on all of these different patterns and triggers, be like, okay, I'm going to move forward knowing that this is happening in myself, realizing that I can only be helpful if I take action. What's one small action that aligns with this new belief today? Or what is something that I can do that is going to keep me away from these triggers and these patterns? And that honestly might be putting boundaries on some relationships, putting boundaries on yourself, doing things that you are probably afraid of doing, but are really going to ultimately bring you to where you want to be. AI helps you program the code of your new reality and you bring it to life. So those are the 3 steps to start using AI today. It's super simple. Yes, it takes some maybe confronting of the self because you have to look at where you're at, where you don't want to be, or detail the problems that you're having in your life. But that brings you closer to realizing what's going on with you. So at the very least, you are just translating what you're actually feeling so that you can get insight from AI. But it's also bringing you closer to yourself by just being aware of that. We don't need to fear this machine. We need to remember we're the ones programming it. We're the ones putting this into it so we get out of it what we want. It's just like magic. Magic can be used for good or evil. Energy can be used for good or evil. The universe isn't Santa Claus. It doesn't reward you for being a quote-unquote good person. It doesn't punish people who are bad people. It simply reflects your energy back to you. So if you are working from fear and self-loathing and lack, you are going to get more of that. The universe doesn't have your back. It has energy and frequency and vibration. So just the same way that you are using that knowledge, you can use that in AI. It gives you what you put in. Your input matters to get what you want out of it. And this is how you use AI for your ascension, for your expansion. This is the next evolution of consciousness and hearing about it all weekend, in addition to hearing about all of the systems and processes and structures of AI, yes, but especially to hear Tom McCarthy talk on Superconscious and on the app that he's building and the way that it can clone your voice so that you can move through into your future self, that you can move through your shadow, that you can really dial in on what is holding you back. My mind was blown. I was like, this is what we should be using AI for. AI is the collective shadow of humanity, our stored knowledge and biases and brilliance and blind spots. It's integrating AI consciously that is shadow work at scale. The future isn't man versus machine. It's mind meeting mirror. AI is a mirror. It doesn't have a soul. It's forcing us to find ours again. We've taught machines to think, and now they're teaching us to feel again. The next frontier of awakening isn't higher consciousness. It's integrated emotional intelligence. It is intuition that is so sharp that we look within first. AI is revolutionizing spirituality and learning to use it for shadow work and subconscious reprogramming and deep spiritual growth through conscious creation is exactly the side of history that I want to be on. Let me know what you think about this. I know this is going to be controversial for some. I love rocking the boat. I love stirring the pot. I love being contrarian on things. So let me know how this landed on you. You can always reach out to me at magic@lovelightandblackholes.com or follow me on Instagram and send me a DM. I would love to hear your thoughts because this is something that I'm going to be moving more towards in personally. And I want to know if it's something that you're interested in too. And I will be creating a lot more from this space, this rooted, grounded, I am using all of the tools accessible to me to work on myself. That still includes microdosing mushrooms. So heyo, let's go. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song and watch the whole universe light up.